Wow, what a crowd do we have in
Audrey,
house today.
How'd you let all these people come into the studio?
This is so exciting.
I know. This,
this is like the founders of tech and innovation in our region.
Without
all
a
right
doubt.
Here.
Audrey, we make it a regular basis to get Chorus Call and Compunetics into the studio. The last time we had their founder, the one, the only, Dr. Giorgio Corlippi.
Oh, we did. He
was a triple deep dive. We did. We took the whole show.
That's right.
To awesome. Talk about his experiences over the past, it was like 45 plus years growing. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the Pittsburgh area is one of the top tech companies here. There's just so much going on, and we like to have these guys stop in the studio as often as possible, just so we can remind all of our listeners that there's some great companies out there, and Chorus Call and Compunetics are two of them. And so we're breaking all the rules today, Audrey. We got a lot of people here, and we got a lot to get through. So I'm not going to mess around anymore.
Okay, so let's just identify who's in the house right now.
Yeah.
I am Jason Leventon from Chorus Call. I'm the business development director.
All right, Jason. Hey, Jason, how long have you been with the company for?
So just almost 5 years now.
Okay. Hasn't been that long.
Yeah. I've been industry for almost 20, but back in Pittsburgh and with Chorus Call for about five.
It's been the best 5 years of your life,
it's
right?
It's awesome. That's it is right. A great place to work.
And then up next we have
Jerry Pompa. Been here many times with you guys.
No stranger to the show. Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having us back.
Of course.
I'm with Compunetics. So Jason is with Chorus Call
right.
And Monica, but I'm with Compunetics, Senior Vice President for the company and Division Manager for Communication Systems. And don't ask me how long I've been there.
About
longer than
2 weeks.
2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I
two
think.
2 weeks.
Just got there.
And then we have...
And I am Monica Corlupi. I'm with Chorus Call, Director of Special Projects, and I have been with the organization since 1994.
Since 94.
Wow.
Man, I like this.
Great. Okay, so where do we start? I mean, let's just start, I guess, as they say at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Give our listeners some perspective.
Just a little perspective about, tell us about Chorus Call and what you guys are all about.
Yeah, so I don't know what you guys or the listeners or everybody sort of already knows, but Dr. Corlupi, who you already mentioned, founded Compunetics actually in, I think it was 1968.
I know.
And
that's what I'm saying. You guys go back, man.
Exactly.
Go back.
And, flash forward, whatever that is, almost 50 years. And we're headquartered in Monroeville. And
tell us about your services and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we're basically a conferencing service provider. Chorus Call is a conferencing service provider. Compunetics is more of a manufacturer of conferencing equipment. And, there's together, we basically can do almost anything related to conferencing that any company, government, any entity would be interested in doing.
And when we started back in the 60s, the late 60s, when we started back in the late 60s, it was all federal government activity.
Okay.
And at this point, we've migrated a lot of the business to commercial aspects. As Jason said, product manufacturer for Unified Collaboration and service provider for Unified Collaboration. Still doing a lot with the federal government. That's a strategic part of the business.
For sure, for sure. And then, Monica, tell us a little bit about, you have offices around the world as well. I mean, you're not just here in Pittsburgh, but
we've got a number of offices in South Africa, Brazil, Canada, Greece, Australia, India, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, and Japan.
So you get to travel a lot, huh?
Yes, absolutely. We love it.
Especially if you're doing special projects.
Yes.
The sun never sets on Compunetics.
It does not. I was going to say, there's always a sun somewhere shining brightly into an office that has a Compunetics.
And that's where we have offices. We have equipment deployed in over 30 countries and really have grown significantly in Asia, doing a lot in China. I think of the 10 or 12 licensees of collaboration in China, we have the majority of them as customers now. So
I'm
really proud
it.
Of that.
And we provide audio, video, web conferencing, and webcasting services for a number of industries and different applications.
But actually, it's almost every industry, right?
Yes.
I mean, I can't think of anything
who doesn't use
that you don't touch.
I can't imagine any of the listeners not participating on conference calls today. And, basically that's essentially what we do is provide anything conferencing and, whether it's picking up the phone and having a conference call or more advanced web conferencing solutions, that's our game.
Now, basically any knowledge worker.
Oh, right.
Any knowledge workers, right? So diverse people in multiple offices, work at home, working from a Starbucks, everyone's always on a conference call. And it's not just conference calls, it's unified collaboration. So as Monica points out, voice, video, webcasting, sharing data, that you know, that's what collaboration is all about, and today's workforce demands it.
It's a necessity. You can't go without it. And I think we often take for granted, we take for granted that there's technologies that you guys deploy that we use, and we don't even think that they're running because it just happens. Well, and that's not the case. It requires lots of smart engineers.
We were the cloud before
like
there's
that.
A cloud.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
So there's a couple of things, Monica, like in terms of applications that I know that you guys have done. So, for example, headhunters are using this for interviews as they call through candidates.
That's right. So we can connect the candidate, the headhunter, and the organization who's looking for the candidate. We put everyone together in a conference call so we can ask questions and provide the answers in real time. There's also launches for new products, sales presentations, internal meetings, board of directors meeting, human resources applications, and there's also the conference calls for the publicly traded companies that have earnings presentations.
Right. So what does that mean? So publicly traded companies, they have these earnings presentations. I know I've worked for a couple, and we never did conference calls back then. So yeah. Talk about that now.
So it's a big niche that we focused in on, you know, in the last several years. Actually, all of our offices all over the real world have really focused on it, mostly because it is high touch, high end service where things simply can't go wrong, and
the calls got to go through.
Exactly. Wait. It's there's a million different things that happen. It's a lot of moving parts. And at the end of the day, that's why it's amazing. You know, many of the Fortune 500 companies that do their earnings calls are doing, you know, if you listen to them, you'll notice a Pittsburgh accent from the operators. And that's because they're all, they occur in
the room. She doesn't say, can I connect Yins?
Right, exactly.
Is that what she says?
And a lot of preparation goes into these conference calls. The speaker, she's the people who are waiting to ask the question on the web, in their order in which they're asking the questions. They indicate to the operator whose question to take next. The operator opens that line. They reorder it. They resort it. They record the meeting. They stream it. Mm-hmm. There's lots of moving pieces, and they all need to go out quickly and correctly.
And you do translation?
Live translation of the conference calls. So you join,
that's pretty awesome.
You dial one
yeah.
number to hear English,
right.
another number to hear
yeah.
another
wow.
language,
yeah, that's
and then
really...
everything is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Transcription post-call as well. As Jason mentioned, it's really, you know, it's a high profile type of business. So the CEO, CFO of Fortune right. 500 companies are talking about their, you know, right. their influence in the market.
Nothing can
people
go
are
wrong.
Trading
Nothing
while they're on the
go,
call.
Right.
And it has to go perfectly. It has to be reliable. It has to have high quality.
The pressure's
on. We have
on.
To have a lot of professionals
yeah,
manage it.
For sure. Now, earlier in the show, we're talking about one of the things that I've been rolling out is the idea of the HD audio that's taking over like crazy. And you guys even brought an example.
Right. So one of the things we've done at Compunetics now, since we're the technology side, is we've built a next generation voice video data collaboration solution. And we focused this time on HD voice. So basically, you know, a standard telephone call and kind of worse, a wireless phone call is a compressed standard telephone call. The quality is good, but it's been with us for about 100 years.
I was gonna say, right.
And so now what's happening with the advent of internet and what's called SIP or SIP-based telecommunications, voice over IP, we're out now able to cram a lot more data in that voice. So we're able to provide a high fidelity conference call. It's twice the fidelity in terms of frequency range. And so instead of 3.5 kilohertz, it's 7 kilohertz.
7 kilohertz. So this is like in-person sounding crystal clear.
It sounds much better. Monica has an example here.
Like
but
it.
What we've done is we built a DSP engine that provides that type of conferencing at a very large scale, reliably. And it integrates with video as well. So that provides a more seamless type of unified collaboration solution.
One thing that I before the demo, you know, just to mention, obviously this is important for what we were talking about before, earnings calls when things have to go perfect. You know, everybody wants it to sound exactly right. But also for more day-to-day calls, I mean, anybody can use this service. So all of your listeners, if there's, you know, the need for, you know, sort of higher fidelity audio on conference calls.
It's a great point you bring that up, actually, Jason, real quick, is because a lot of folks will say, well, oh, there's some free conferencing services out there, but
right.
their quality is terrible.
Exactly.
And that's not the case, obviously, with you guys. And we're going to make an example of this really quick. So I think, Monica, are you spooled up and ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Here is a voice clip so you can hear the difference.
Compunetics is the leading manufacturer of multipoint collaboration equipment and web collaboration software in the world.
With nearly 1 million ports installed in more than 28 countries, The company is the industry's largest worldwide deployment of digital teleconferencing systems.
So that was not a Pittsburgh accent.
I was going to say, I don't write, maybe Bloomfield, I thought.
Well, it might have been. It might have been the Coraloopies.
But you can really hear the difference. The first one obviously not being in the HD, and then the second one just kind of came to life. Like literally you could hear.
And just to be clear.
You know, hear the highs and hear the lows.
Exactly.
So what makes the voice sound so different? There are two key factors, the sampling rate and the frequency range.
Right.
When I speak, my voice makes many sounds. When my voice is transmitted to another person, samples of my voice need to be taken. With standard definition, 8,000 samples are taken every second.
Whoa, 8,000 samples in a second.
Yes, and with high definition, 16,000 are taken every second. That's why high definition sounds so much better.
That's crazy.
And the second key factor is the frequency range. For standard definition, the lower limit of each sample is 300 hertz, and the higher limit is 3.4 kilohertz. With high definition, the lower limit of each sample is 50 hertz, and the higher limit is 7 kilohertz.
Wow, that's crazy. And what I love about this is technology that you guys are pioneering. You're making this happen. But we are taking a quick break, and we're coming right back with the folks from CompuNetics and Chorus Call. We got a full house here today. So much more to talk about. We're going to talk about employment opportunities. You guys are always hiring. Talk more about some of your technologies and how the two companies kind of work together. Obviously, with hardware and software coming together, magical stuff happens there in Monroeville. So glad you guys are here. Everyone, stay tuned here to Tech Vibe Radio on FM, on AM, KDKA 1020. I was taking a spill back to our old FM days there, Audrey.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. It's like a reflexive type thing. Anyhow, this is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo. Don't go away.